Golf Alpha 4, Golf Hotel.
Golf Hotel, N0TR. Hi, Gus. How you all doing?
I'm doing great, Tom. It's so good to hear from you. I'm in Indianapolis, Indiana, having just finished an early Christmas with our grandkids and just waiting for an airplane. You're my first call using my hearing aids for contact through EchoLink. And how's the quality of audio? Over.
You sound like you might be in an airport. It's your first call using what, an ear thing, you said?
QSL, a few weeks ago I got my first ever pair of hearing aids, and they're Bluetooth to my phone, so if a phone call comes in, it's wonderful. It's like stereo, you know, great sound, and apparently my audio quality is who I'm talking to is good, but this is the first time I've tried it with EchoLink, and you're coming through loud and clear. So how's everything in South Carolina, my friend?
Beautiful. It was like 62 degrees, Gus, and I was just sitting here having some cottage cheese and pineapple and peaches, and Bernice is making some kind of a casserole for dinner. It was 62 today, 30% humidity. It was quite breezy, but not all the time, just gusting. Right now it's 54 and gusting up to 16 as this front from the northwest passed through, but no precipitation is forecasted with this one, and we only got a third of an inch of rain, 36 hundredths, I think, yesterday, with that big storm that went up the east coast, so I would have liked to have some more rain. We're still in a drought, but I wouldn't have wanted to get the rain that Florida got, put it that way, Gus. Over.
Yeah, QSL. We missed it because we had already left town Thursday. It did freak our daughter out a little bit. She lives maybe 15 minutes south of us, and she experienced Hurricane Ian up close and personal in her home. And so she's more a little freaked by wind. And I'm trying to tell her, you know, you withstood 170-mile-an-hour wind, and you came away okay. 50 doesn't mean anything. But, you know, try telling that to a woman who's been traumatized. Hey, I've always had a question. In what town did you guys hold your meetings? I mean, are there multiple clubs involved in that, or is it just one? Over.
This repeater shell down at the old Red Cross building, right down near the VA clinic in Greenville. So you just go right through downtown to the west side, in turn like you're going over to the Greenville Hospital. And it's pretty close to that, the big Greenville Hospital, Gus. And it's the Barrars Amateur Radio Club. And you can look that up on the web. It's BRARS dot something, but you just type in Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and it should give you all the information you need for that. It's probably about 6 or 8 miles from where we live, and in a very nice location down there, not hard to get at all.
That's great. The reason I'm asking is my wife and I are buying a lot up in Newland, North Carolina, which is the northwest part of the state. And I thought, someday I'd like to come down and meet you folks. You've been so cordial and friendly and welcoming over the radio. Over.
This is N0TR. Gus, you were covered by the announcement in the background that last time. Go ahead.
I'm going to try to call back in a second when she shuts up.
I'm sure love going to is the Greer Amateur Radio Club, and it's on first Monday or second Monday? I think it's the second Monday of the month, but you can also look it up, the Greer Amateur Radio Club, and they usually have a presentation every time. I haven't been going to it lately. I am a member. A lot of really nice fellows there. I haven't been in touch with the ones in the Breyers Club, this repeater. I don't like to go down there. It's usually after dark, and I'm just getting older, Gus. I think that's the problem. But the Greer Club is closer to me, and it has people more interested in HF. But you would certainly be welcome there with open arms, too, I'm sure, Gus. Well, here comes a delivery from Amazon, so I'll let Bernice get that. You'll hear a buzzer in the background if you happen to be on here. It's the driveway sensor. AA4GH and 0GR.
That's great, Tom. What may have been covered over is my wife Pat and I have bought a lot in Newland, North Carolina. And I know that's some distance away, but I thought at some point maybe we can come down and visit. We're only going to use a lot during the summers when it's hotter than, you know what, in Florida. But we're going to close on at the end of the month. And probably we'll just park our RV on it. We were thinking of putting a modular, but when we figured out the cost versus the usage, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to justify it. We could choose to do it, but it doesn't make it logical. So we'll be playing by ear, and but we hope to spend a couple months up there next summer. Over.
Yeah, you're welcome down here anytime, and just give me a buzz on the phone or an email, and come on by. And if they're having any of those meetings at that time, well, I'll just take you. And no problem on that at all. They are locally here, and they are both very nice groups to go to, Gus. And I think I just got my cover for my youngest grandson. He's at the age now where he needed an iPhone, so they leaned on Grandpa. So I got him a cover just as insurance, so he won't break it. But he's a pretty responsible boy. He's 14 now and does real good. And I got the oldest grandson one several years ago, so I'm kind of locked into that. But they're good boys, and he gets straight A's, and the oldest one does too, so I got no complaints at all. Got a wonderful family here, the daughter and son-in-law, and two great-grandsons.
And I hear that the announcers are going again nonstop, so I'm going to say 73's, Tom. Up, she stopped. Well, it sounds like you're a really good grandfather, and that's something special. I tried to be one this weekend. We built a little scale model catapult that the kids delighted in firing off, and put together a puzzle of the periodic table of the elements for our 11-year-old granddaughter, who's pretty good in science. So I thought this would be a good chance to start teaching her some of that. Hey, always good to talk to you, my friend. We're going to be boarding in a little bit. I'm not sure if I'll be on the ground in time to get on the net, but I wish you the best. And 73 from AA4GH to November 0, Tango Romeo.
The pleasure's all mine, and hope you and the wife have a great trip back down there. And the weather looks really good. Could be a little bumpy in this area, but I think at 36,000 feet, it shouldn't be a problem. Take care, guys. Nice talking to you. AA4GH and 0TR 73.
And, Tom, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and yours. If I don't talk to you between now and then, AA4GH is going to go QRT.
Earphone device is working great. The audio is perfect. And 0TR clear.
AO4PXB mobile.
Great.
Yep, sort of. It's Lloyd, but that's close enough. I knew who you were talking to.
I tried. I knew it was an L. I called Larry Lloyd the other day, and you Larry, so it happens with old age. Shoot. Yeah, Lloyd, I was just getting pretty close to... How close are you to eating, Bernice? Not quite yet. How's your day, Lloyd?
Going great. I passed my DocuWare certification test today after pretty much 11 o'clock training until about 4:30 every day last week. And so I passed the certification today around probably about the noon time frame today, and then worked on other service calls today, so it's definitely going, been a good day.
Okay, tell me, what kind of certification is that for computers?
DocuWare is pretty much a document management application where you can create your own forms. You can say if you get a, like a workflow for an invoice if they come in, you can tell it to have it where if there's a certain amount of amount to it and you have people that you want to have it passed up to a next level before they have an amount that they can okay on an invoice to pay, then you can set it to that and it'll pretty much notify that person that they have an invoice that they got to process by the amount or whatever field you choose.
That sounds like a nice thing to have. Oh, I had trouble enough today just figuring out how to create a password and all that stuff for signing a financial document electronically. But I got her done just like Larry the Cable Guy.
Yep, that's definitely a good thing. Any point in time like that when I know I have to configure like passwords that I know that need to be very secure, either I'll use a password generator. Now that's on PCs, I don't ever use one, and I don't ever recommend it, that using the password generator that's on the internet, because that application just to me does not seem secure when you're telling something from the internet to develop and generate a password for you.
I don't let any of them create a password, and they're very long and secure and encrypted, and then put in a safe, a big safe. That way I don't have to worry about it, Lloyd.
They're not hidden underneath your keyboard or on the back of your monitor?
W2T.
Now, there's a secure password right there, W2T. No, sir. That ain't going to happen here. I had a secret security clearance many, many years ago, and I learned better than that. You did not want to leave one of those documents laying around, and I never did, because that wasn't good for your next leave or your liberty. If they would have caught you, because I know some guys that did. It wasn't like the former presidents that leave top secret documents laying around. We were punished if that happened. Go ahead, Rusty.
Good evening again, Tom. I'm not sure who the other station is, and I don't recognize the voice right this minute, but that's okay. I'm trying to give you something, decide what I'm going to have, something warm to eat tonight, and I'm going to go in there and I think fix me a can of soup here in a little while, and see if that'll warm me up a little bit, and I got a feeling it's going to be quite cold when I leave out of here in the morning, because I got to be at the doctor's office about 8:45, so that means leaving the house about 8:30. And by then, I got to have everything packed up. My car sitting on the other side of the gate locked, and me ready to hit the road when I get through. Anyway, W2T, the other station, go ahead.
It's KO4PXV, Lloyd. Please be careful on your travels.
Is a computer guy somewhat like you used to be, Rusty?
One of those types. Been there, done that, and don't have a t-shirt for it, don't want one, so they say. I worked with those things long enough, and I was glad to get out of working with them, and made me real happy and things like that, so you know, it does things, makes you feel better when you don't have to worry about those things anymore. It took I was in the military for 26 years playing with those things, so needless to say, after a while, you get a little bit tired of looking at them, and I was glad to quit doing it. In fact, I used to work on them computers for people around here, but I don't do that anymore. I've reached the point where I've decided I have done enough work on them, and I don't want to work on them anymore, and that way I don't have to listen to people complain about me not fixing it, fixing it the way they want it fixed, or the fact is it's going to cost them X number of dollars to get it fixed. And that's the ones you don't like to get here. Go ahead, Tom.
We just passed a thing today that sounds really nice to have for his type of work. And as I remember, Lloyd goes out and services, I don't know whose computers, but I know he does stuff like that. Businesses, I think, isn't it, Lloyd? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I pretty much, when I have to go out on site, it's either a 365 issue, a connectivity issue, or something to that effect, or an application actually not working.
Stuff too. I did a lot of it in the Navy, and then of course we got in civilian life. I was a programmer, and several places I worked. Once in a while, you had to be on 24-hour call, and you never knew when you were going to get a call in at 3:00 in the morning. And I'd only been with the company about 2 months, and I got a call in at 3:00 in the morning. And of course, I wasn't qualified yet to work on that particular software because I hadn't worked on that one and that particular thing. But I still had to make the trip in. And of course, they paid me for the 5 hours that it came in early, along with my regular schedule that day. So, but I got tired of doing that stuff, so I got out of it, Lloyd. Go ahead, Tom.
Correct. It will be cold in the morning in the 20s, lower 20s, I think, Rusty. I got to go, guys. I'll leave it up to you. Nice talking to you, Lloyd and Rusty. Maybe I'll talk to you in the morning, Rusty. This is N0TR clear. Go ahead, Lloyd.
See, I truly take my hats off to you. I am not a programmer. I don't like programming because I like to be out and about moving. I do, configure switches and routers and wireless access points and the server side of it with the networking, DHCP, setting up domains and email servers and stuff like that. But to physically sit down and write an application programs, that is truly not for me. That's how I started out in college doing in the programming field. And once they opened up that networking college degree track, I switched that day.
Have a chance. I learned all of mine courtesy of Uncle Sam's Navy. And Tom, we'll catch up to you later. I learned all of mine through Uncle Sam's Navy starting back in 1966, Lloyd. And that tells you how long I've been doing this thing doing that thing. And like I said, I reached a point about 8 years ago that I quit working on machines and things for people because I got tired of them. You know, when they bring me a problem, they say, well, this is doing this, not doing this. And I say, okay. And I run all my stuff on it to get it ready to say to them, well, all right, well, this is what it's going to cost you to get it fixed. And that type of thing. And they would moan and groan and everything else and then wonder why they couldn't get what they wanted. So I quit doing that so I didn't have to listen to that, which made life a lot easier all the way around. And also, life goes on, as they say. Anyway, go ahead, Lloyd.
Yes, I'm retired Army myself. I spent 24 years in the Army, and pretty much what I did on the Army side of it, which is the soldiers that I knew, I'd fix their computers and stuff like that. My very first computer was a 486, and actually a 286 was my very first computer. And when I repair computers now for people, I just go ahead and have them sign a, you know, statement of work of what they want, and then I'll, you know, get a certain amount right off the bat, and then after the fact of when it comes to that amount, if I don't get the rest of the amount, then I keep their computer until they pay.
I've done that type of thing, and like I said, it reached a point where, you know, I got tired of listening to people, so I just got out of it entirely, and that took a lot of stress off of me, because doing it like all the work I did and all everything, you got a lot of different things and a lot of different ways of doing stuff, and everybody, of course, has their own way of doing it, and you have to decide whether you're going to do it that way or you're going to do it some other way or how you're going to do it and everything, and to make everybody happy, so... You know, I just reached a point where I said, okay, folks, I've decided I'm going to get out of this business, and, you know, y'all have fun at it, do what you want to do, and I will go do something else, and now I play radio and things like that, so I don't have to get into the repairs anymore. I did 26 years in the Navy, Lloyd, and retired as an E-7, so, you know, that's where life went with me. So, anyway, well, I'm going to say 7-3s for right now, because I think I'm going to go in there and heat up that can of soup, and that's what I'm going to have, some chicken corn chowder tonight. And Campbell's makes a pretty good one, that thick soup of theirs. So, anyway, we'll catch you later. You be careful on your ride home or to work or wherever you're headed right now, and we'll catch you later. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, 7-3s.
Yes, sir. Have a great evening. Enjoy your soup. Yep, I am en route to the home front. It's KO4PXB.